You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
How about that? Today, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
It's the Tuesday edition of Ace and Friends. My friends, Tech D Rob, Briggins, all here. Today, we're going to learn a lot about Tech D Rob.
Nice.
I think, I hope, if I remember to bring my notes of the things we need to know about Tech D Rob today. So we'll get into that a little bit later. There's a lot going on Ace and Friends. I can't see anything. I'm wearing my glasses for no reason. Unless I'm reading, it's just a mess.
Mr. Rogers didn't need glasses.
He never wore glasses?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Maybe at the end of his life he did.
I mean, he never wore glasses when he read something on the show. I never watched the show very much. I mean, I never watched it that much.
And you're going to call yourself the modern day one?
It's a thematic thing, Rob.
Oh, shut my up. God.
Oh, no, he was great.
Yeah. So did you watch the show?
Oh, yeah.
Did you really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was familiar with him. I'm sure I saw it a couple of times. I just don't remember. I just don't remember a lot about it. It's been a long time. The show's been off for a long time.
Yeah.
There's my ticket.
What?
I should just become the modern day Mr. It should be the modern day Mr. Rogers Neighborhood.
Well, they do have a new version of it, but it's not, you know, it's called Daniel Tiger now.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they've also got a Snoop Dogg cartoon that's on. And yeah, that's weird. It's weird. Watching this, and Dax loves it, but watching Snoop voice, you know, always respect your parents. Listen to what they say. You know, like, this is the guy who's, you know, gin and juice and,
you
know, almost smoking weed. Almost went to jail for murder and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's just like weird.
Does he play himself?
Yeah, he plays his own. They're all dogs in the show. And Snoop plays the main character that's in there. And it's not a lot of skits. It's a lot of songs and just talking about being a responsible person and being a good citizen and all that kind of stuff. And then I thought about it and thought, you know what? I've done some pretty sketchy things in my life, yet I still try to be a good role model to kids. So,
yeah,
good for him.
Yeah,
that's not a problem.
Yeah,
so you're quick to judge until you realize, well, he's lived all of his life in the public eye. Luckily, I've gotten away with a few things.
Yeah, for sure.
So you realize you've probably done some pretty sketchy stuff too. It makes it a little bit better.
You're the modern day Snoop Dogg, is what you are.
I don't think you'd be the modern day Snoop Dogg when you're the same age as Snoop Dogg himself. So,
yeah.
There's a good question going around, and I just want to know. Tech D Rob has had a lot of physical ailments. How far would Rob go? How far would anyone go to feel better, much better, no matter your current situation? It could happen. You have something within your very own home that could make it happen if you're willing to pay the price. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Rob, what would it mean to you to be completely healthy?
It would mean a great deal.
It would be the first time in years you felt really good every day, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, I don't know if this is the cure-all, but if it were, would you be willing to go this far? There's a new documentary on Netflix called Hack Your Health. The Secret of Your Gut. It's pretty fascinating stuff. Over the course of the documentary, they have four people from all walks of life with different gut issues. IBS, one of them just is dealing with obesity, all kinds of stuff. And they introduce healthy gut bacteria by ingesting it in pill form. It's a pill made out of someone else's fecal matter. Ugh. From a healthier person's gut that supposedly can get your gut back to normal.
I've heard of this.
Now, they also have a woman who makes her own quote-unquote crapsules. It is exactly what you think. They use their own and put it in a blender and mix some things up.
Holy.
And then take these pills partially composed of their own disease. And it helps their gut.
Okay, that sounds super dangerous to be consuming.
It seems to work.
I hate this.
It seems to work. But ingesting other people's feces?
Yeah. If that would, I know it won't fit. You don't have a stomach issue. You've got a back issue and a leg issue and all that. But it's been years. If somebody said that would fix your back and leg issues, yes or no?
I mean, if it's in a capsule, it's not the worst.
But what if you had to make your own?
Oh, if I had to make one, no. I'm not doing that. Nope.
Because you got to save everything.
Yeah, no thank you.
Put it in a blender?
Yeah.
Yeah, throw that blender away.
Riggins, whatever you want to do physically, suddenly this would fix it.
Sure.
You would do it?
Yeah, if it was guaranteed to work.
Yeah. Would you make your own?
Sure, yeah, if that's what it took.
Yeah. That's a man committed to improving his health. They say it's pretty amazing the stuff that it can do to help you. Now, I have given you a very general overview. So don't go out and just start, you know, taking it upon yourself to do this. There's a formula. There's some other stuff you need. Let's don't get carried away.
Yeah, that's.
I don't want to have to take the blame for somebody just getting themselves sick because they think, I heard it on Ace and Fringe. You just use, you know, eat your poop and it's better.
Yeah, well, great. Now you got hepatitis. All the letters.
There's a lot more to it than that, but that's the question. Where do you draw the line when it comes to trying a new health trend?
Ugh.
If it makes that big a difference in your life, would you be willing to do it?
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Why you never ask mom this one question? Because you might not like the answer. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Ace and Friends.
You got to be careful when you ask your parents questions once you become an adult, because you might get an answer you don't want. For example, this is a sweet old English lady. Although she's not that old. She looks to be in her, maybe, what, you think, early 60s or so? Yeah. All right, here we go.
What makes me happy is a coffee, a candle, a little bit of cake, and a tiny bit of Willy every now and again.
It's just a tiny bit of...
Yeah, we don't want
it. Just a tiny bit of Willy every night. Ugh. Grandma. Sounds so wholesome. A little coffee, a little bit of cake, you know, but every once in a while.
I thought of you instantly, Riggins, because that lady appears to be, your mom's like mid-60s, 65 or so.
Yeah, mid-60s.
So it's relatively close to your mom's age.
Yeah,
and that's the type of thing that I think you would go home and if you were sitting there going, well, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Hey, what is it that makes you happy?
Coffee.
Because you wouldn't expect that answer.
No. Here's what would happen next. I would hop up on the counter and give her a flying elbow drop like Macho Man and then just right into the middle of her forehead. Like, don't ever say anything like that again. I'm going to DDT you in the living room if you ever say something like, just a little bit of willy every night. Shut up. That's so gross.
There are just some things you do not want to know.
No. No.
Now, does it make a difference? That's a woman talking to her mother.
Yeah.
Would it make a difference if you ask your dad and he made some type of sexual joke? Would
yeah. It'd be same thing.
It wouldn't make a difference to you at all. It would be the same exact feeling. Hey, don't make any sex jokes.
Yeah, he doesn't do that, and he finds them pretty in poor taste. So
yeah.
If he just came out and said something like that, but don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that again.
Rob, if you asked your mom that and she answered something along those lines, just totally disgusted?
Yeah, I'm not interested in hearing it. I have no interest.
No. Well, first off, no guy wants to know about his mom's hooking up with somebody.
No.
Period. You don't want to know about that.
No.
At all. I do think it's a little bit different between women and their moms.
Maybe.
They have a different bond. I think they talk about things a lot differently than...
privates and stuff.
I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I also don't want to know.
Exactly. That's my point. You don't want to know, in that case, everything that makes, you know, old mom happy.
What makes me happy is a coffee, a candle... little bit of cake and a tiny bit of willy.
That's the way willy. She says it, too.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and Friends presents...
I'm about to have a good day.
The good news.
Have a good day. This is a pretty wild story. The good news today starts with a second grade teacher from California who recently went to Syria and completed her goal of visiting every country on Earth. All 193 countries recognized by the United Nations. She has been to every single one of them.
That's incredible.
Isn't it, though? Only about 400 people have done it. Now, by way of comparison, how many people would you guess, how many people have been into space?
Oh, my gosh.
More or less than 400?
Less.
Really?
Yeah.
Wrong.
Wow.
600 people have been into space.
I wasn't even thinking triple digits.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, 600 people have been to space. Only around 400 people have visited every country on Earth. Every country is recognized by the United Nations. That's astounding, isn't it?
Yeah. It's cooler to go to space, though.
Or at least we think they went to space.
Yeah, right.
We've been told 600 people went to space.
Right. We don't know if they really went to space or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that either, that there are far fewer people who have been to every country in the world that have been to space.
I don't want to take anything away from her. Did she go to one of those places where you can stand in like two different countries at once?
Okay.
Or where like four countries meet? Because then it's less impressive.
Let's say she did. Well, okay, so what? You stood on the Iran-Iraq border and went, oh, I'm in Iran. Oh, now I've stepped over the line and visited Iraq.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
We count that as two?
Yeah. You don't want to go. It's a lot of some of these countries. You don't want to go into the cities. I don't know how she did it. I don't know if that's happened or not. But I would cut her some slack on that if she did do that.
Yeah.
Because in some of these places, you don't want to venture into the middle of town.
No. I bet most of those countries are not fun to be in. Out of 193, there's probably like 12 good ones, like that you would like to visit.
That's. Yeah, all of the Middle East, that's all of Africa, every African nation, every South American nation, all that stuff. It's crazy, the number of countries. Now, you go through Europe, it's easy.
Yeah.
You can cut through everything pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. I was astounded by that.
That is impressive.
That's a pretty fun story there. So that is the good news. Let's say you're at a wedding and you look off into the distance and you think, oh, look, there's a cow and it's lounging as this wedding is taking place outdoors. And then you find out it's not a cow at all. It happened to someone. They've gone viral on TikTok. What they really saw out there, what it turned out to be, wasn't a cow. What it was will freak you out. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
So I recently attended a wedding that was outdoors. And it was under this really beautiful, like big, you know, well put together covered area. It was very nice. Beautiful setting in the distance. It was a long, beautiful, grassy area that led down into the trees and down a hill. It was really well put together. You could tell they put some time and effort into planning it. There were no animals in the distance, which was not the case for one lady who went to a wedding. It was held at someone's home. There's a field behind their house. And as she was filming everybody coming in the processional, she realized that, oh, look, there's a cow off in the distance. And she got a shot of the cow. And then thought, that cow looks odd. So she zoomed in on the cow a little bit. And then suddenly the cow stood up. And as this couple is going through their marital vows in front of, you know, family and friends, all gathered there in the backyard in a beautiful setting, it turns out it's not a cow at all. It's a person, a furry.
Oh my God.
Who had been lying out in the field. Pretending to be an animal.
Yeah.
Then the furry approaches and gets relatively close, taking pictures of everybody at the wedding, standing there in this weird animal costume.
Ears and all.
Taking pictures as if you're some type of weird furry paparazzi.
It's so disturbing to know that this guy was just out in a field, like acting like a cow. Yeah. And the wedding just happened to be there. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing that those groomsmen didn't walk over them and be like, dude, you got two options. Like, you either run now.
You've
got
to go.
Or we're going to beat the hell out of you.
Either you're going on your own or we're going to beat you up and take you out of here. But this is weird. But he didn't affect anything. He didn't bother anything.
No.
He didn't come up and try to approach anyone. He didn't even really get close. He stayed a pretty decent little distance away, it seemed.
But he probably—I mean—that still would bother me. Like,
it's very distracting at the least. Sure. At the least,
you're trying to give me an, and I don't know if the bride and groom even noticed him there off the field because they were hopefully so locked into each other, what was happening in the moment, the most important day of their lives, that they didn't notice that there was a guy pretending to be a cow, dressed like a cow, curled up in a field. They're just like, oh, now I'm going to be an adult. I'll walk up and take some pictures real quick.
Yeah, be a little paparazzi.
Would you have eased over to him and like, hey, man, you need to get out?
We got to figure this out because, I mean, he's not harming anybody, but this is a wedding. It's distracting. And yeah, we're going to beat you up probably. We're going to pepper spray you and throw you down the hill.
Just for being a furry.
I think so.
Yeah. If you've got a mother-in-law you don't have a great relationship with, you don't want to hear what's coming up next. You really don't. It's a dream for so many people. Hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Historically speaking, you know, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law combinations don't seem to work out all that well. And that's not, it's not as true as the, you know, the common theme that it's problematic. But here's a lady who may have the greatest mother-daughter situation anyone's ever heard of.
My mother-in-law likes to do is text me while I'm at work and ask me if I want the kids to get off the bus at her house and then for her to make dinner for us and we can come and get at like 5:30 and get the kids and have dinner and then go home. That's what she's been doing like twice a week. She'll text and be like, I'm free if you want the kids to get dropped off, because she lives on the same bus route. If you want the kids to get dropped off at my house, I'll make dinner. Girl, you don't have to ask me twice.
She goes on to say that she got to come home from the day before they did that. She got home a little early, managed to get in a little quick workout. She and her husband went on a walk together, just the two of them. Then a little after 5:30, they rolled over to her mother-in-law's house. The kids were there. Hot meal was on the table waiting on them when they got there. They had a great dinner. She said her mother-in-law's a great cook. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, after they visited a little bit, they packed the kids up, went home, put them to bed. Couldn't ask for anything better.
No, and you never hear stories about like that about your mother-in-law. Yeah. It's always like, she's horrible, she's awful.
Yeah.
To hear that is kind of refreshing. It sounds she's awesome.
Yeah, all we ever hear, especially when it comes to group therapy type things, is that
monster
people who are problematic.
Yeah.
There's an issue. She's doing this. She's doing that. She's always in our business. She's telling my son what he should be doing, all that kind of stuff. And I think they're probably, it's not as bad as it seems, but very seldom is it that good.
Yeah, when mother-in-law is proactively like, hey, by the way, if you want to drop the kids off, instead of you having to call them every time, like, hey, can you watch the kids? She reaches out to you and be like, hey, drop the kids off. I'm going to do dinner for them and you pick them up when you're ready. I mean, that is just spectacular.
How much has your life changed from when you were young? Think about it for a minute. There are things when we were young that, like, as it happened, it would just be electric. You get a new video game, it should be electric. Oh, I can't wait to get home and play this. I can't wait to do this. I'm so excited. Well, as we grow older, we get that same excitement. Ooh, but not for the same reasons. The most exciting, boring things. And I gave me a thought, this is pretty stupid. Then I realized, no, this is, it's spot on. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and Friends. Whether it's good or bad.
Hey, did you see that?
You're not.
Important or not.
Okay.
Don't.
Sorry.
This is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day.
The reason you're talking about this one the rest of the day is because this is what our lives have become as we become adults. And it's one of those things that you'll hear something in here and go, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm that person. I am that person. Millennials and Gen Xers on social media are now talking about quote unquote adult things that when you were younger seem really boring, but these days it offers satisfaction, almost an air of excitement.
Okay.
For example, when you walk into your closet and you've got it completely organized, it's an exciting moment now that you're an adult.
I get that.
When all your bills are paid, that's an exciting moment as an adult. Yard work, when it's all done and your yard looks really good, you're like, whoo, look at that. I'm proud of that. I'm excited about that.
Yep.
Getting up early on a Saturday morning to go to a farmer's market.
That one's
It's now electrifying for a lot of people. Yeah, some of the examples are pretty fun. Slicing into a perfectly ripe avocado. So there's a level of satisfaction and excitement there that's just like having a brand new video game when you were a kid. Someone who was a mom said alone time, just sitting in silence, doing nothing.
I believe it.
And the buildup to that time is like, almost time for the kids to leave the house.
Yeah, I get it. I get that totally.
Is there anything that pops into your mind when you hear that makes you think, oh, yeah, that's a good
one? Like adult things like putting on clean sheets on the bed, that's exciting to me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to sleep so good tonight.
Especially when if you put them on during the day, then don't think about it.
Yeah.
And then you come back later and it's the moment you go to get into the bed, you're like, Oh, these are clean and fresh.
And it clean sheets along with the room that you cleaned and you vacuumed, and it smells good, and you've had the windows open, and it's just fresh and nice.
One of the other ones was when the leftovers are as great as you remembered them.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But when you think, these leftovers I bet are going to be awesome. And sometimes they're not. You're like, this wasn't as good as I expected it to be. But if you have something that's left over and you heat it up and it's fantastic, you're like, damn, it hit the...
Yeah.
We're on the money on this one, boy. Yeah,
I get that one. That one's a good one.
Now, on a certain level, it's kind of sad. This is what you become in life.
What's sadder, being still excited about a video game at 40? You know, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Rob. We didn't mean to hurt your feelings, though.
You hurt my feelings.
Which is more sad?
Which is more sad?
Going to the farmer's market or that?
Yeah, we were supposed to talk about what you need to know about Rob next, but I think we've got a detour because behind the scenes, there's a running joke today that kind of hurtful. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Today's edition of Ace and Friends has brought ridicule my way because of that you just heard. We started the show with it, and I mentioned that I never really watched a lot of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as a kid. And behind the scenes, Rob and Riggins have been calling me all sorts of names now, like the modern day, what?
Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Modern day Mandela is
what? Yeah, that was it. The modern day Mandela.
It's kind of funny.
People I don't know a lot about.
Yeah, people you don't know a lot about.
I get the idea. I know the concept. You know.
What is the concept?
The concept is Mr. Rogers brought people together. You gathered for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and it was like it was a friendly place. Everybody was friendly, looking for some just to have a positive, good, fun time together.
He was gentle, and he was... I mean, that's the word that strikes me about Mr. Rogers. He was gentle and calm and so cool.
And you're saying... what are you saying? That I am not gentle and calm and cool?
You can be, I guess. But that was like such a defining characteristic about him.
Yeah. Historically speaking, he's a much more low-key presence than
soft,
I am. Yeah.
Soft.
I'm, But it's a different style of presentation here.
Yeah.
You know, if I came on every day as being my soft self.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers didn't have many... world-famous cat house t-shirts. He wore a cardigan, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I'm literally wearing a t-shirt that says, what is it? World famous
Cat House.
Yeah. Private rock and roll bar.
Yeah,
It's a very famous bar from the 80s.
Mr. Rogers wore a red cardigan that his mother knitted for him.
Did his mother knit it for him?
Yes, it's a little different, but.
Yeah, okay. Well, you got me on that one. I can dress a little more like Mr. Rogers, I guess, if I wanted to be the modern day Mr. Rogers.
Change your shoes when you walk in the door.
Yeah. Took off his tie, put on the cardigan, changed his shoes.
There you go. I can do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow I'll dress it up a little bit.
He worked with puppets, so you might need to work on that a little bit.
I've never worked with puppets at all.
Your puppetry skills are a little rusty.
Work on some voices. Hey, guys.
You bring out Mr. Socko or something.
The modern day Mr. Rogers. What's going on? All right, well, there's some things that you need to know about Tech D Rob that we will get into coming up next on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
We've been working to get to know you better. You get to know us better on Ace and Friends for the past few days. So yesterday we talked about things we need to know about Riggins. So today, what you need to know about our very own Tech D Rob. Number one, I think you need to know Tech D Rob is very much lives up to his name. He's the technical director of our show. He does a lot of technical things, but in his private life, it's very similar in that he is very much into technology, video game systems, how these things work, all that kind of stuff. Rob, what was it? You went to Seattle a few years ago for the premiere of a video game. You got invited to go to that?
No, that was when I went to go to the world championship of a trading card game. But I did go to the headquarters of a place in Raleigh, in the Raleigh area,
okay,
that made Gears of War to play a new Gears of War game.
There you go. That's very much his world, is that world of technology. He's very into that. Second thing you need to know, Tech D Rob is a movie buff.
Yeah.
But not for all movies. You know what I mean? I don't think Rob is not going to see a movie along the lines of The Notebook and go, got to go see that. But
incorrect. I love The Notebook. I love movies like that.
Ooh,
I love
you Netflix. Should have walked that back a little bit. You're surprised by that, Riggins?
Yes.
Me too. I would not have thought you would be into movies like The Notebook, Rob. I did not know that.
The Notebook, P.S. I Love You, Love Them All.
P.S. I Love You.
That's the one with Dagum Gerard Butler, and he dies, and Hillary Swank has to move on with her life, okay?
I don't remember that.
I can't talk about it. It makes me sad.
Rob, I really did not know that.
Yeah, I love him.
I thought your love of movies was mainly those movies like, you know, Avengers and that type of stuff.
Horror movies. We know
he's into horror movies. We know he loves horror movies, yeah.
But the softer ones, that is surprising.
There's very few genres of a movie that I don't like.
Okay, so I had it down as you were just like more of a movie buff along the lines of those other types of movies, science fiction type movies and all, and superhero movies. But turns out it is a very well-rounded. I feel better now that I'm not the only person that didn't know that.
No, I had no idea. P.S. I Love You.
That's a good movie, okay?
I like Black Panther and P.S. I Love You.
He's Just Not That Into You is one of my favorite films of all time.
I like watching Ant-Man 2 and P.S. I Love You back to back.
Did you cry at The Notebook, Rob?
Of course.
Okay.
I have a heart. I cry at everything, though. So we've established that, too.
Yeah. Okay. So we got a couple more of these. Things you need to know about Tech D Rob coming up.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin.
Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Ace and Friends.
Okay. Three more things you need to know about our very own Tech D Rob. As we all get to share one with another, learning to know about more, learning more about each other with Ace and Friends. Number three. The first two things were, what were the first two things? Rob loves, we found out he loves all movies. We thought it was just science fiction and superhero movies, but yeah, turns out it's all movies. He loves rom-coms as well, or he loves a good rom-com, a good tearjerker, mm-hmm, The Notebook, so forth. And that he's very much into technology. He lives up to his name very much. Number three, Rob is in a unique relationship. Rob and his girlfriend have been together for 9 years. And Rob has said he's ready to get engaged, except for the fact that they have two dogs and one of them needs to go before Rob will get engaged. Now, Rob, has it been a full year since you said, I'm ready to get engaged, but you got to get rid of that dog?
Probably more than a year.
More than a year. Okay. Don't make the face ring. It makes me feel worse.
It's been a long time. But that's a good way to describe it. It is a unique relationship.
It's a unique relationship. They clearly love and care about each other.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, it's unique in that she just went on vacation to St. Croix with her mom. Yeah. And Rob was like, I'm just going to stay home and play board games.
In my defense, I wasn't strictly invited.
Okay.
But she probably knew better.
Yeah. She loves to go and do. Rob's girlfriend, this is one of the things that makes it unique. She's very into, like, they'll go camping. Or she goes on weekend getaways to places. Or she goes to the beach.
She's a big traveler.
And Rob doesn't want to do any of those things.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So they spend a lot of weekends apart.
Most weekends, it sounds like.
But it works for them. They've been together 9 years
now. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Boy, and I know you know, Rob, that anytime you bring that up, the whole dog thing and not getting engaged until you get rid of that dog, women just really don't like that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and I mean, and sometimes they don't like you because of that. But I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. That's a tough one to come back from.
I read the Facebook messages every once in a while.
Yeah.
That would be the bonus one I would add. Rob doesn't care about your opinions of him.
That's one of mine. Rob is who he is.
Yeah.
And it won't change. Nothing changes in that.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't care. You think he's a terrible person. Okay. That's fine. Or you think he's a great person. Okay.
Yeah.
He's middle of the road all the time. This is what I like. This is what I do. This is how it is. End of story.
Yeah. I think part of that is like, I wish I could be like that. It's like water off a duck's back. He's like, I don't care. Say what you want.
As Riggins has always said many times, Rob is a boss when it comes to his relationship.
He is a boss. He is a boss.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
there seems to be a general rule when it comes to driving. Whoever is the passenger, don't touch the wheel. Don't touch the controls. Don't touch stuff. Maybe you're allowed to touch the stereo. Yeah. But when driving, just don't touch things.
Yeah, I thought about you. Yeah. I think about you.
This is a TikTok that we found that's gone viral. Guy is behind the wheel. We'll have to describe part of this for you. Guy is behind the wheel. His wife, girlfriend, whoever is seated next to him. And it is just starting to rain. All right. He's driving down the road. She reaches over, flips the windshield wipers on.
Why'd you do that?
It's raining.
Yeah, and I can see just fine.
Okay, if I can't see, you can't see.
Do not touch anything over here.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but you know, you said it a couple weeks ago that your wife reached over and honked the horn for you one time.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is crazy. And then I saw this video. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this a thing? Well,
it was when we first started going out. And I said, please don't do that. Never again. Please don't do that. I'll honk the horn. I'll handle things on this side. Please do not do that. That is very upsetting.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
To me.
Now, she hasn't done it since, to her credit.
Okay.
But I was just like, I don't know what world you came from, but that is not something I do in my world. As people reach out, don't touch anything while I'm driving.
That is nuts.
The other day, I'll give you an example. She picked me up to go somewhere the other day, and I got in her car. She's driving, and I keep thinking it was just starting to rain. Almost the exact same situation. I'm thinking, oh my God, please turn on those windshield wipers. I'll be turning these windshield wipers on soon. Please turn on these windshield wipers. I didn't say a word. I did, though, when she finally turned around and go, whew.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it.
She's like, I've been thinking about these windshield wipers. That's driving me crazy. Now, I made it sound a lot worse than it probably was. It was kind of a more condensed time period, but that was just a few seconds. It's like, what are we? How long are you going to wait before you turn these windshield wipers?
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't reach over and hit them.
No.
Because I trust her. She's a safe driver.
Yeah, when you start reaching over and touching things on the driver's, that is crazy.
But the passenger's theory and that the woman's theory is, if I can't see, you can't see.
Yeah.
And he claimed he was fine seeing. He's like, I'm fine.
Keep your hands over there.
Why are you touching stuff?
I get it.
Would you, Rob, does Meredith ever touch anything in the car while you're driving?
Not really. I've had to not use my windshield wipers because she tells me to turn them on, and I'm like, I don't need them yet.
That's a real man right there.
Yeah, she'll tell me, I can't see, and I'm like, oh well.
Okay, I got to know more about that in a second. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
If you missed it, Tech D Rob just told us that if he's driving in the rain and his girlfriend Meredith asks him to turn on the windshield wipers, he just won't. He just makes her wait. And why is that, Rob?
It's mostly that she thinks she knows better than me, so I can't let that be true.
Yeah.
Do you ever think she's right, I should turn these windshield wipers on, but I'm not going to do it?
No. I'm usually pretty spot on.
Okay.
Now, I can see.
I don't wear glasses. I have admitted before, my wife, and I do think it's more of a thing with women and men in general, that once you're married, I don't know what that is, that a lot of guys I see on TikTok, and I'll talk about the fact that their wives are constantly telling them how to drive.
Yeah.
My wife is, do you want to get in the other lane? You want to get in the other lane? Are you going to turn here? You know, we made an entire TikTok that went decently viral about it. Me making fun of her driving. Just, you know, Are you gonna change lane? We gotta make a right turn in 3 miles. You should change lanes right now. That kind of thing. It makes me nuts. And sometimes I will not do it intentionally.
Yeah.
Like I was about to, but I'm just gonna ride this. I'm gonna ride this to the dead end just to be annoying to you.
Sounds like that's what Rob's doing.
Exactly too. What Rob's doing, right, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you just. Is it always just turning on the wipers, or are there other things that she says while you're driving and you just say, I'm not doing that?
Mostly the windshield wipers. I can't think of anything else.
Do you say it out loud like, I'm good? Or yeah. You just, in your mind, pretend like you ignore her?
No, I say something. I'm like, no, I can see.
And did you hear a minute ago? He goes, I can see. I don't wear glasses, because she does.
Oh. I do say that. You must
say, because I told her I can see fine. Have you said to her, no, I can see. I don't wear glasses?
Or maybe it's something to don't question the person who doesn't have to wear glasses. Or something like that.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
I can see fine. I don't need glasses. Unlike some people.
That is fantastic. Not just ignore it. I'm going to throw it back at you and get a dig in the front. Yeah. That's a true relationship right Absolutely. There.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Oh, yesterday we talked about the whole theory of if I'm going to eat bad, you have to eat bad in relationships. My wife took that to a same concept, different level. Mm. Different product last night. Hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
We've talked many times on Ace and Friends and in various ways and places about what happens when you find things out about family that you didn't really want to know. And sometimes it's things you don't find out until years later. And I've talked about this revelation in my family once that one of the kindest, sweetest people, she was my grandmother's sister. Come to find out, she's just the most wonderful person, wonderful, God-fearing lady. I had no idea that she'd been married before she was once before, that she kind of run off and eloped. And yeah. Nobody talked about it. I was an adult before I found out. I was like, she'd been long been dead. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Nobody told, that's crazy. What?
Yeah. And also the pressure to keep it secret. It's just so different.
So imagine this couple, this lady who's gone viral on TikTok for a little family revelation that she found out, right?
Not realize that something about your childhood was a little weird until you're talking.
Yeah, I would go over to my grandparents' house to have a sleepover, and my grandma would tell me that she kicked my grandpa out of their room for the night so that I could sleep with her, and we'd have our little slumber party, and my grandpa would sleep in the other room. And then I found out at like 15 years old that my grandparents have been divorced since my dad was a teenager. And they just kept living together, but he wasn't kicked out of their room. He just had his own room for himself.
That's crazy.
That means for decades, the grandparents had been living under the same roof, divorced, but just living together.
Wild.
Did they date? Did they bring dates home? Probably not.
Probably not.
But there's a sweetness to it. That they never wanted the little girl to know they were divorced. They were just still the grandparents.
Yep.
So when she was spending the night over there, he's going to go. He'll sleep in the other room so we can have our own little slumber party in here. There's a wonderfulness to that that I think is very kind and very sweet.
That they both kept, the grandmother and the grandfather. He's not trying to spoil it like, oh, no, that's not the truth.
They worked together just to make the granddaughter happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sweet.
And not have something she would have to deal with growing up, figuring out, what do you mean y'all are... I don't understand how that works.
I all
that
kind of granddad stuff. Out.
It's and crazy. It makes her feel special. Like, granddad's doing this for me. Yeah. Grandmama's doing this for me. But to find out when you're an adult, she went her whole life before she found out. She was an adult before she found out. What do you mean they were divorced? They've been divorced for decades.
Yeah.
That's cap.
That is.
Did you say that's cap?
Mm-hmm. So am I making up something? That's cap. I don't believe it.
I'm just more weirded out by the fact you're using the term cap, Rob. That's not something I expected from you today.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Yesterday, we had the cry hotline. We found it from the 80s where you would call and they would tell you a sad story on the phone and you would pay $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute just to cry. Here's one of the reasons why the internet is such a beautiful place. People started collecting other old commercial numbers.
Hmm.
Like this one for 976 guts.
Has this ever happened to you?
Hey, baby, you come here often? That used to happen to me until I started calling the pickup line. Now I've got more girls than I can handle. The pickup line taught me where to meet girls, how to meet them, and what to say.
What? Where to meet them, how to meet them, and what to say. Here's another one.
Bizarre encounters. Call and hear real people as they come face to face with bizarre encounters.
Bizarre. These are real commercials that aired on television.
Big women are beautiful too. Now there's a telephone dateline, especially for big women and men who want to meet them. Dial 1-900-230-4000.
Pre-internet.
Yeah.
Pre-internet, what are you going to do? This seems so weird if you didn't grow up in a time before the internet.
Yeah. Hotlines.
Yeah. You know, in the 80s, early 90s, hotlines. Yeah, they were a big thing.
Calling me now. It's time to turn up the heat.
Oh, probably shouldn't.
What the heck was that?
What was that?
I'm just going through.
Whoa, that about got weird.
Yeah. Wait, let's see. Here's another one.
The home zombies are very, very dead, but they're not in their graves. They're in.
Holy crap!
These are all numbers you would call and spend money to listen to the stories or connect with people or whatever.
Cute little dog you've got there. But hold on. In a previous life, he could have been George Washington. Nice cat. Perhaps Annie Oakley? And look at him. Why, it's Napoleon.
Reincarnation. What human being was your pet in a previous lifetime? Master reincarnationist E. David Scott will tell you when you call this number.
You just pay money to call the number. The guy tells you what your pet, who your pet was in their previous life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There's one more here.
I didn't mean to do it. I'm so sorry.
Women's secret confessions, all real, all true.
It was horrible. I was out of control.
Listen to women burying their souls.
Oh, my gosh.
All of that stuff can be found on the internet today, but pre-internet.
Yeah.
You had to call a phone line, pay $2 per minute, 45 cents an additional minute.
Are you a big woman? Yeah. For somebody who wants to date a big woman?
Yeah.
Ace and Friends.